Parshat Vayera, I'm titling the drasha, The Obstinate Ignoramus. Avram and Yitzchak are going along towards the Akedah. Along with them, the Medrash says, is Yishmael and Eliezer. And they reach a certain point, and the Medrash relates how Avram turns to Yishmael and to Eliezer when he sees the majestic mountain of Har Moriah in front of him. He says, what do you see? And their response is, we see nothing. He turns to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak sees the majestic Har Moriah, the future of what is going to destiny of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, Avram turns, according to the Medrash, he turns to Yishmael and to Eliezer, and he says to them, Shvu lachem po im achamor, you guys sit here with the donkey, and Yitzchak and I are going forward. And Chazal derives from that, Am hadome lechamor. Nations are like the donkey. And I think it doesn't mean just that they're stupid, that they don't see, but they're obstinate in terms of what they see. I want to get on to a point and tell a unbelievable story, sound very cute, that my father told me in his younger years of the rabbinate. So the custom was when somebody very choshev in the community or in the city, the Jewish Orthodox community, would be making a chasana. So he invite very important rabbonim, very highly respected rabbonim, and of course Rosh Yeshivas, and they would sit with the audience in the front couple of rows, and then the MC would call up certain Rosh Yeshiva, certain Rabbonim, to come to participate in the ceremony. So the MC, I'm not going to mention names here, the MC calls one of the well-known, famous Rosh Yeshivas at Yeshivas Yubinus Chalchon at YU, who was a very, very sharp-tongued individual, that he should come up with, along with one of the rabbonim, one of the rabbis, one of the American rabbis. So this sharp-tongued Rosh Yeshiva turns around and says to all the rabbonim, Vatem shvu lachem po im achamor. He points to one of the other rabbis, American rabbis, Vani, Vanar, and me and this Yingala, we're going to go up to the chuppah. There was a disdain between the Rosh Yeshivas and the younger Rabbonim in those years, and I'm going back even to about 50 years ago. Rosh Yeshiva understood their objective, their aspiration, was to transplant, the Torah life of Eastern Europe to the shores of the United States of America. The young American Orthodox rabbi understood their charge and obligation to make Yiddishkeit palatable, meaningful, and acceptable to the American Jew. And both of them, Rosh Yeshivas and rabbis, encountered the ignoramuses, the amoratzes of their constituency, and it was a very precarious encounter. So in the book called Metikut Varevut HaTorah, written by Harav Gidon Reuven, he tells a story I'm going to try and cut the story short because I'd like to mention a few other stories about a wealthy balabos who evidently was an Amoritz, who comes to the Rosh Yeshiva in the Yeshiva and he says, I'm looking for shidduch for my daughter. Please send me something that's really special. So the Rosh Yeshiva picked out his most choshev Talmud, and the balabos said, Rosh Yeshiva, I'd like to invite him for Shabbos to get to know him. He should know the family. We should get to know him. So the bocher comes to the family for Shabbos, and he turns around the balabos and he asks, you know, we just finished Avni Kabbalah Shabbos, and there we said Eid Madlikin. And I have a question I'd like to ask you. It talks about the oils you could use for lighting and what you're prohibited from using for Shabbos. What does it say? V'lo ba'alya, v'lo b'chelev nochum. You're not allowed to use the alya, the fat of the alya, and not the chelev, the fat of nochum. Who is this nochum that you're not allowed to use as fat? So the yeshiva boch understood that the balabos didn't know what he was talking about. He says, corrected him, he says, it says, v'lo ba'alyo v'lo b'chelev, period, nochum hamodai omer matliki b'chelev mevusho. The balabos was so upset, says, you don't know what you're talking about, goes running back to the Rosh Yeshiva, and the Rosh says, well, I think I found someone else for you. What he picked, not somebody from the biggest Talmidei Chachamim, but evidently a very bright person. And he comes, second choice, comes to this balabos's house for a Shabbos, sits around the table, and the balabos says to him, I don't understand, we just said, Ein madlikin lo ba'alya v'lo b'chelev nochum. What's wrong with nochum? So this yeshiva bocha thinks for a while, he says, you know, it's a gevaldik akash you asked, and I want you should know that the idea that they prohibited the use of Nachum's chelev, Nachum's fat, for lighting candles, was a big kula by the Rabbonim. Because the fact of the matter, they should have prohibited everything that belongs to Nachum. And I want to tell you why. In Parshat B'Shalach, the Torah reads, this bocher is continuing, Vahi b'shalach paro et ha'am. And it was when Paro was sending out the nation from Mitzrayim, v'lo nochum. And he didn't send nochum out. Why? Because the truth of the matter is, this bocher says, nochum didn't want to leave. When he found out that it was Gabi Amakat Choshech Mitzrayim, he invested all his money in selling oil, chelev, during the Makat Choshech. But he didn't sell everything that he invested in. And he turned to Moshe Rabbeinu and he said, plead with him, let me remain in Mitzrayim until I can sell all of the chelev. What was Moshe Rabbeinu's response? The rabbis will in the future prohibit the use of your chelev. A father-in-law Zichrono Levracha, was a very devoted balabos, and he was a gabbai in a shul, and he tells the story in Flatbush. He tells the story, and the shul was really a shtiebel. He tells the story about a man comes over to him and says, my father-in-law's name was Mr. Lieberman. Mr. Lieberman, tell me something. How come I've been davening this shul for 15 years and I never got an aliyah on Yom Kippur? Shouldn't I get one? So my father-in-law turns to me and says, I want to tell you something. You wear leather shoes on Yom Kippur, and if you wear leather shoes on Yom Kippur, we can't give you an aliyah. So he turns to Mr. Lieberman, Mr. Lieberman, I don't understand. For 25 years I've been wearing leather shoes. By me it's already a minig. And a minig is more important than din. I have a relative who was a pulpit rabbi, who tells the following story, that in his community on Sunday morning, you know, they daven, and of course if you have to have a bagels and lox breakfast, but following bagel and lox breakfast, except if you're talking about the unveiling seasons, he gave a shir, a Gemara shir. And there was one of the few members that came to the shir who was a very active participant, and then he stopped coming. A few months later, my relative, a rabbi, sees this man, and he says to him, Mr. Goldberg, he says, used to come to shir, always there, and plutzlung, all of a sudden you stopped coming. What happened? He says, Rabbi, I tell you the truth, the reason I stopped coming is because you embarrassed me in front of the shir. He says, I embarrassed you? He says, yes, you called me a dummy. I called you a dummy? Never in my life could I have said such a thing. He says, Rabbi, you called me a dummy. And for calling me a dummy in front of everybody, you embarrassed me. And I refused to come to continue coming to shir. So the rabbi thought it off, thought of, he says, oh, your fault. I'll tell you what happened. Mr. Goldberg had asked me a question in shir. What's the difference between two witnesses or three witnesses or five witnesses? And I answered him, the Gemara goes ahead and says, Chazal says, Trei Kemeya Dummy. Two is equal to 100. And he most probably thought I called him a dummy. Trei Kemeya, you dummy. Now, Baruch Hashem, the situation has positively, unquestionably changed for the better. And the rabbis and the Rosh Yeshivas, they work in tandem, they work together. Today we are a generation that doesn't walk with Amadom al-Chamor. We're a generation that walks along with Avram and Yitzchak, walking towards that great Hara Moria. Should we continue to be Marbetz Torah and understand the beauty of Torah and Mekayim Mitzvot like Avram and Yitzchak? Amen.